Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Monday, August 15th, 2022. Polish government to introduce a visa ban for Russian citizens. Polish inflation at 15.6% in July. And Horkacz into Canadian Open final. Good morning. Good afternoon. The Polish government is working on a proposed bill to suspend granting visas to Russian citizens amid Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, Poland's deputy foreign minister has said. The Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday called on European Union leaders to ban visas for Russian nationals to keep, in his words, accomplices of state terror from using Schengen visas. He was quoted as saying, "We must not destroy the very idea of Europe, our common European values. Europe must therefore not be transformed into a supermarket where it is not important who walks in and where the main thing is that people just pay for their goods." According to the foreign minister, the Czech Republic current rotating EU president is in favour of introducing the ban, despite opposition from EU's largest countries, including Germany, France and the Netherlands. Inflation in Poland stood at 15.6% in year-on-year terms in July, the country's Central Statistical Office reported on Friday. The reading was slightly higher than a flash estimate of 15.5% released by the statistics agency at the end of last month. In June, the prices of consumer goods and services in Poland were 15.5% higher than in the same month a year earlier, while in May the figure stood at 13.9%. The Polish Central Bank's Monetary Policy Council last month raised key interest rates for the 10th consecutive time in a bid to tame inflation. Poland's Hubert Hurkacz on Saturday swept past Norway's Kasper Ruud 5-7-6-3-6-2 to make it into the final of the men's singles at the Canadian Open tennis tournament in Montreal. The 25-year-old Pole, who's ranked world number 10 by the Association of Tennis Professionals and is the 8th seed in Montreal, will now face Pablo Carreño Busta for a chance to win his 6th ATP trophy. Hurkacz on Friday booked his place in the semi-finals of the men's doubles competition, partnering with countryman Jan Zieliński. The Polish duo will play Britain's Daniel Evans and Australia's John Peers for a spot in the final. And finally, thunderstorms have brought disruption to parts of Pomerania yesterday, bringing heavy rain and strong winds to the region in the evening. Emergency services were called to 79 incidents across the region as winds of up to 65 kilometres per hour swept in with up to 3 centimetres of rain falling in a short period of time, with local flooding and wind damage being the main cause for callouts. Today will be a sunny day in a moderate breeze with the chance of rain and thunder in the evening, and temperatures of 27 degrees centigrade at 77 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 17 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will continue sunny with scattered clouds and temperatures of 27 degrees again during the day and 17 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.